Yeah, I got into thrash like in 1986, and I got into punk a little bit later. I can remember being a Dead Kennedys fan, a Bad Brains fan, and I always liked the Ramones. I always liked that movie Rock and Roll High School. Now, they weren't like hardcore punk, but they kind of started it up in New York, and I really liked them. And I can remember like some of the first punk tapes that I got. That my brother was dating this girl, and she asked me, "Do you like the Dead Kennedys?" And I said, "Yeah, they're pretty cool, but I don't have any of their stuff." And I can remember like a day or 2 days later, or whenever I saw her next, she had brought me like, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables on tape, In God We Trust on tape, and a Plastic Surgery Disaster. And I just wore those tapes out. I can remember getting them on disc, later. And I can remember being a big Bad Brains fan in school, and I liked like the early DRI stuff because it was punk, and then later they crossed over and did thrash metal. Suicidal Tendencies, I got into them. Their first album was punk, and I still, even though I loved punk rock, music, I still related more to metal, because a lot of the punks then were jerks. They had this whole thing, they didn't like metalheads, and the metalheads didn't like the punks, and I just thought that was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard. I would thought to myself, well, how come you can't like both, and metal and punk and rock music? So yeah, but so I liked punk, and I liked thrash metal. I got into like the New York hardcore stuff. I was a big Crumbsuckers fan in high school. I liked Leeway. Their first album is great, Born to Expire. That's a killer one. And Ludachrist, those two killer albums they put out on Combat Records. The first one is called Immaculate Deception, and the second one is called Power Trip. Killer. I play those in the car driving. I was into my favorite still to this day still is the Crumbsuckers, and I still have not gotten over missing them in 1988. And where I live, there were no flyers posted for this stuff, so it was all back then kind of word of mouth about shows and stuff like that. And I didn't even know that Crumbsuckers had played here until like maybe a day or two after this had happened. I saw people wearing Beast on My Back shirts in the mall, and I was like, man, I have that album on vinyl. Did they play here? And nobody told me. And I thought that just maybe they had gotten this through the fan club or something like that. But no, sure enough, they played here, because I talked to a friend of mine, Clay, who went to the show, and he was telling me about it. So yeah, that's one show that I never really got over missing. And there were a few shows I missed, but I did see several shows from that time. It was a fun time. So, after Love and Thrash Metal, 1991 comes in, and I was fortunate enough to see the Clash of the Titans tour, which was Alice in Chains, it was Anthrax, Megadeth, and Slayer. And me and a buddy of mine named Tony, we drove up to Atlanta. They played at the Omni, and it was killer. And by 91, this was in July 91, that was pretty much kind of like the end of like thrash metal, because at that time, grunge had gotten big. The whole Seattle scene had gotten big. And I started getting into that too, but I was also big into death metal, And I'll tell you, man, I can remember in high school having a few death metal records. I can remember I was a huge Sepultura fan in high school, and they were thrash, but they were kind of, you know, Max kind of had a little bit of the guttural. But I was a big fan of them. I remember in high school getting like Leprosy by Death on tape, and I can remember buying like Spiritual Healing on CD in 12th grade when it came out. I can remember Consuming Impulse by Pestilence. So those were like some of my first death metal records in high school. And I can remember reading about bands like Morbid Angel and Carcass, and then I just remember those albums were only available, you know, as imports. And then later Combat Records like reissued them. It was like Combat and Earache, and then later Relativity Earache. And I remember picking up those albums by Napalm Death, and I remember picking up like the first couple Morbid Angel records. I can also remember, you know, because a lot of those albums were hard to find, like Terrorizer World Downfall. You just couldn't find that, only as an import. And I can remember just, I bought the Grindcore, the Earache Grindcore compilation, and it had bands like Terrorizer was on there, Unseen Terror was on there, killer bands, Napalm Death was on there, Bolt Thrower was on there, and this band I had never even heard of. Didn't even know who John Zorn was yet until I had heard this song called Osaka Bondage by Naked City, and I said, what is that? So I guess that was like my first introduction into, I guess you could say, like, you know, thrash jazz or like avant-garde. So this is like 1991, I think, when I had heard this. And I had never heard like anybody had played like a saxophone like that at that time. I had never heard anything like that. And I can remember picking up like, you know, Naked City, the self-titled album, and just thinking it how great it was. And so, yeah, I guess that was like my first introduction into like, you know, to John Zorn.